When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for January 28th, 2025. So what we have on the agenda today is mortgage rates are flat. Why are they flat? Well, the Federal Reserve's coming out tomorrow and going to tell us what they're going to do. So let's take the news that might be affecting mortgage rates and thus housing in 2025. So let's get over to it. We're going to talk about in today's video is we're going to talk to the equity markets, and they came roaring back today, especially the NASDAQ, picking up quite a bit there. We're going to also see something that just went under my radar this morning, home prices. Home prices just took another big leap in November, and people keep saying, you know, home prices are going to crash. Folks, this was just out today, January 28th, 2025. And then we're going to take a deep dive into this right through here. The countdown to the Fed's decision, the market's overplaying its tariffs and immigration concerns, says Mr. Zervos. So that's what we're going to watch here shortly. So let's get over to it. Mortgage rates, like I said, they're going to be flat. I knew they were going to be flat today because nobody's really going to trade in the bond market when you know the Federal Reserve's coming out tomorrow and telling us exactly what they're going to do. So you're going to just wait on the sideline for that news to come in. So I didn't expect mortgage rates to change at all today. You go over to here, and yesterday, if you watch yesterday's video, I said NVIDIA and all the AI stocks got pummeled, and they really got oversold. And I expected a pullback there today, and we got that in the NASDAQ up almost 400 points. We have the Dow Jones, basically all the indices across the border in green territory. And the one area that we want red is the VIX, and it is in the red. The VIX basically tells us the anxiety level on Wall Street. Okay, so that's what we're seeing right through there. Home prices once again increased on an average rate of 4.2% year over year. And you can check out all this details or just Google it, seeing what's going on with that. There are areas like Florida, some of the areas in Florida and Texas and so forth. They're a little outside the norm, but overall, pretty good gains there on real estate in 2024 and coming into 2025. Now, let's get over to the news that's really going to be affecting housing, because it's really going to affect interest rates. And everybody's sitting on the sidelines waiting for those interest rates to come down or the housing crash. I'm going to give you some advice. You're probably not going to get a housing crash, so pay attention to what's going on with the affordability of homes on the loan side of the equation. So let's get over to here and see, is the data really overblown? And what do these people have to say about what the Federal Reserve is going to do tomorrow? So without further ado, let's get over to it.
Last week, the president demanded they drop rates immediately during his speech out in Davos. Let's check in with our mock Fed, see how they feel about that. Six of our seven panelists voted for no change this time. Don Peebles once again wants that 50 basis point cut. All roads point back to Chair Powell as investors gear up for what he'll say at the press conference tomorrow. For more on all of this, let's bring in one of our mock Fed panelists. I think we said he was the chair this time. I don't know where that comes from, Zervos, but I'm fine with it. If you'd like to accept the honor, welcome.
Might be the nice chair I'm sitting in here, Kelly.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know
about you. It's cathedral.
He's the chair man.
That's what you're the chair man. That's what you are. You voted for no change. Why?
So I think the market's set up for it. I think they've got no reason to sort of get aggressive right here. They prepped the market for it. Why would you change it at this point? I am sympathetic to Don's idea that we have, I think, a much lower neutral rate than many in the market or on the committee think is out there, that we're kind of going back to neutral rates at 2019 levels. We've articulated that in a lot of our research related to the balance sheet. But, you know, it's early days. We can wait. Let's get a few more CPI, PCE data prints that feel good or a little bit of weakness on the payroll side, and I think we can resume again and get moving lower, which is where I believe we're headed this year, and I think that'll be quite supportive for risk assets.
Get moving lower, that's where we're headed this year. That would be good for, you know, not many people are feeling very confident on that branch right now. Why do you think that is still the way things are going to evolve?
I think the argument that we made 2 years ago, Kelly, that policy wasn't that restrictive because the balance sheet was so large, and that was pressuring stimulus into the system, residual stimulus into the system from all that QE, that's gone. The balance sheet's now at $6.8 trillion. It's getting close to 20% of GDP where it was before COVID. So all that storyline that kept us in the higher for longer camp when everybody else was pushing for massive cuts is reversed. And so we're on the other side of the market. And you know what? I liked being on the other side of the market 2 years ago, and I like being on the other side of the market today. It always feels good to be out of the consensus.
What about tariffs?
You know, I'm just not so worried about them. I'm not worried about the tariffs. I'm not worried about the immigration. I think what the president did with Colombia was an amazing geopolitical strategy, and that's more of what we're going to see with tariffs. Although he does seem to like the idea of raising revenue and more revenue with tariffs. He keeps talking about McKinley, and he had a pretty powerful speech down here in Florida last night, really pushing that almost zero income tax idea. I don't know if we'll go there, but again, I just think the market's overplayed the tariffs hand. The market's overplayed the immigration and the fiscal profligacy risks. And they've underplayed actually what the president said last night, which is deregulation. That's the big story. You know, Kelly, it's the first time I heard him say this, but he said he's polled CEOs consistently about would they rather have tax cuts or would they rather have deregulation? And he says over the years and over all of his discussions in the past administration and then currently in the lead up to this election and the win, they all told him one thing. Less regulation is always preferable to lower tax rates if you had to make the choice. And I think that's the biggest story. And it's just a huge positive for business sentiment.
Having several companies in my lifetime, I would have to agree with them. I'll pay the taxes, but the regulation piece is so restrictive on everywhere you go, it is really difficult. So I think the U.S. is underplaying that piece, and he was right on point there. So that's what we have for what we're seeing so far today. Like I said, the economic calendar, all we have tomorrow is the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, I don't know if you saw on the screen that he had there, and he said, you know, we need a couple more PCE prints that are a little bit lower. We're in line with expectations on inflation. We're going to get those on Friday. So Friday's data we have right through here, the PCE, the number one inflation measure that the Federal Reserve monitors, it's coming out 2 days after the Federal Reserve comes out. So we're going to pay attention to this as well. But tomorrow's data, what we want to figure out is, we know the Federal Reserve's not going to do anything. We want to see their comments. And there was a caption during that video. They said, you know, it will be a market mover once the Federal Reserve chairman comes out and starts speaking. And they're hoping that he's going to be dovish, meaning they're going to signal to the markets, yeah, we could probably see some, as long as, you know, the data is coming in line with what we're seeing right now, we'll have some room to cut. And if you hear that, you're going to see the markets rally from there. So my name is Dan Frio. Hopefully I'm your mortgage loan officer when you go to buy your first house or maybe that first investment property or maybe even looking to refinance. Who am I? What do I do? Well, first off, let me do this. Let me just do a customer service announcement to you. If before you go out and buy a car, or you go out and buy a home, please go to optoutprescreener.com. Now, I'm not selling ads. I don't get paid for this. Basically, what happens is when you apply for a mortgage or a car loan, what happens is when we pull your credit as the lender, it signals out trigger leads. And what trigger leads are is basically the credit reports are selling your financial data that somebody that wants to know that you're looking for a mortgage. They don't know anything about you, but they just want to know that you're looking for a mortgage and what your credit scores are and things like that. If you want to stop those because they're a nuisance, I think it's an invasion of privacy, go to optoutprescreener.com. You'll scroll down and put your information in there. I just did it, and every client that I talk to, I have do this because it is a pain in the ass when you go out there to buy your first house or first car, and as soon as the credit gets pulled, you're going to get called by 20, 30, 40 different people that don't know anything about you, and they're going to promise you the world. So be careful before you do anything. So now on to me. Who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I work at Servbank. Servbank's the number 10th largest mortgage servicer in the entire country. That gives me a federal license, okay? The other piece of this is you might be asking, okay, Dan, are your rates any good? Do you have the programs I need? I'm going to answer to that, yes, okay? So what I basically do there is I lead up the brokerage team. Okay. So when you reach out to us, we can place your loan within SurveyBank, or if I can get you a better deal elsewhere with up to almost 40 different lenders, it allows me to do that. So our slogan for 2025 is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, if you have the time and the knowledge to do this on your own, God bless you. Our time is limited. So if you really want to reach out to us and partner with us during basically from application to keys in your pocket, please visit us at theRateUpdate.com. You can hit the apply now button right there at the top. I really don't want you to do that. I want to partner with you. I want to partner with your realtor. So how do you reach out to us? Schedule a consultation. You can schedule one with me, David, or Alan, and we all have over 20 years experience. Or you can scroll down to the bottom of the website and you can see our 800 number as well as my email address. Our 800 number is 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And what I'd ask you to do is if you have any just comments you want to leave, leave those down below. If you really have a question you need my help and guidance with, please shoot me an email with your name and phone number. Be more than happy to reach out to you and give you my advice and get you on your path of wherever you're looking to go. If you're looking to buy that first house, looking to refinance to save some money, maybe you're dabbling, you would like to buy some investment properties, just don't really know what to do. Hopefully I could be your loan officer. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Hope to see you back here tomorrow. We actually have two events, two opening bell and closing bell. We have the Federal Reserve meeting tomorrow, but we also have a special guest with us. He is an Instagram sensation where he fixes and flips homes. So I hope you join us tomorrow live so you can see how he's doing it in Southern California. Take care, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.